Welcome to the podcast, Your Time with James Sweetman. Can't believe we're approaching the midpoint of the year. Where has the first 6 months gone? We're halfway through 2019 already. In this week's podcast, it's an opportunity to take some time out and to do a little mid-year review. And the focus in particular is on the next 6 months, because I'm a great fan of the whole concept of feed forward as opposed to feed back, you know, because what's done is done. Yes, we can learn lessons from that, but there's no point in carrying it with us for too long. Whereas, you know, what's ahead has yet to happen. So we have a degree of control over that. So that's one of the themes of this week's episode. One of the other themes that runs through it, and it's central to most of my work, is that of remembering that we are always doing our best. So even if we look back on the first 6 months of this year and we think, well, that wasn't a great 6 months for whatever reason, we were still showing up and giving of our best. And our definition of best will change from day to day based on many different circumstances and variables. And we shouldn't beat ourselves up over that. We will always do our best based on the knowledge we have, the resources at our disposal, and the levels of self-awareness we have. And the crux of this week's episode is really about questions that will hopefully prompt you to do some reflection, harness some lessons, and focus on paying attention to what you would like to achieve or experience in the 6 months that are ahead of us between now and the close of the year. So this week's episode, and of course you can be tuning in anywhere, I don't know, but if you're in a place where you can grab a pen and paper, maybe along with a cup of something warm, or maybe something a little bit sparkling, give yourself the gift of this week to maybe jot down a few things. Of course, if you're listening in the car or out for a walk, you can do this mentally as well, but you might want to capture one or two things on the notes function on your phone as you go, if you're anything like me. As ever, when we're doing a review, a reflection, or thinking about creating little goals or objectives for ourselves, we always have to start from a place of gratitude. As I always say, without appreciation for what is, nothing will appreciate from it, if we use both definitions of the word appreciation. And it's also something that I start many of my workshops with, in particular SOAR, my annual workshop that takes place each January, where the focus is on the year ahead. And I can't believe that I'm almost into planning next year's one at this stage. But anyway, let's take a few moments to kick off with that attitude of gratitude, as it were. So at this point in the year, if you think about your life or working life, personal life, what are you grateful for? There might be just three or four things that you can think about or note. But of course, we can list as many here as we wish. The more, the merrier. They can be very simple things, perhaps around health or the fact that you can breathe or are mobile or are driving a car or have the ability to hear these words. You know, we can sometimes overcomplicate gratitude. But let's take a few moments just to acknowledge things you're grateful for in your life right now. When you look back on the first 6 months of this year, what are you most proud of? What are you most proud of? It might be an achievement. It might be something that you ticked off. It might be something that you endured or a challenge that you overcame. What's something that you're proud of? I think pride is a great lens to review things through. For me, it's connected with a sense of fulfillment. Often when we're looking at being proud of something, the opposite of that is self-betrayal, which is always difficult to swallow. You know, that concept of where I've let myself down. But if we look back in the first 6 months of the year, what am I proud of? Keeping our reflection hats on for a minute, thinking back over the first part of 2019, with the benefit of hindsight, what might you have done differently? So we're not beating ourselves up here with the word better. Let's just view it neutrally. What would I have done differently from this perspective? Maybe I would have done more of something or less of something, knowing that we were always doing our best, of course. What might you have done differently? And then the last one in this first reflection section is, when I look back on the first 6 months of the year, what do I just maybe need to accept? So, you know, the way we might have challenges or difficulties and we try our best to sort them out. This often relates to other people, you know, things that are not within our control. What do I need to accept? Now, this doesn't mean I'm giving up, but it's a bit like, you know, the old serenity prayer. Let me accept the things I cannot change. And there's often a great sense of peace that comes with that. It allows me to resource myself. It's a bit like, you know, I don't know, wishing the sun was shining when it's raining. You know, we've no control over the weather. I just have to accept the way it is. And then I resource myself with an umbrella, as it were. What do I need to accept, despite my best efforts, haven't been able to change it? So those first questions, just get us in, those first few questions or concepts, get us into a place where we're able to see the foundation that we're on, and we can then build from that. So some more questions to stimulate our thinking in this mid-year review. As a coach, of course, questions are the tools of my trade. I've collected questions for many years, and my coaching book, SOAR, has a subtitle, Powerful Questions That Will Transform Your Life. And for me, good questions, they're like keys for unlocking doors that bring our, that bring us into a new sense of insight or awareness or possibility. And that's what I hope these questions will do for you in this week's podcast. So next question, next series of questions is about looking forward a little more. But I'm opening with one, which is, you know, what has been your biggest risk, or what's the biggest risk you have taken so far in 2019? And I'm someone who perhaps is not, I suppose I'm somewhat risk adverse, as it were. It tends to go hand in hand with someone who likes control and certainty. And I will take calculated risks. I prefer the concept of pushing comfort zone. And of course, if we're looking for more of anything, or if we're learning and growing, it is about pushing comfort zone. But if we just contemplate that question for a moment, it's one that I find that I tend to, how would I say it, find most challenging because I am risk adverse. So in the first 6 months of the year, you know, what has been the biggest risk you have taken? You know, the biggest chance, the biggest gamble. And then looking forward for the next 6 months, what might be a risk that you could lean into a little more? Something where the outcome is not fully known. It often brings us into a place of vulnerability, where we have to relinquish control and lean into trust a little more. That whole concept of risk gets us to the edge of comfort zone quite quickly. Next question, what could you look forward to learning over the next 6 months? And as I say, as people, we're always learning and growing, a bit like everything in nature, we're either growing or dying. And if we're looking to push comfort zone or to stretch or to grow, it usually means we have to move through the learning zone. And, you know, all challenges, all difficulties are also an opportunity to pick up some gifts of wisdom. So if we look back on the first 6 months, what have been some of the gifts of wisdom that you've picked up, you know, that you can keep with you and use going forward? Or if we think ahead with some of the things that are scheduled maybe in the months ahead already, where might there be an opportunity for you to learn something new? So risk and learning, I always think, go hand in hand. Next question to contemplate is in terms of your work or career, what are you most committed to changing or improving in the next 6 months? Now, as I say, it's about evolution in a direction. What are you committed to changing or improving? And the word committed here is a strong word. You know, committed means there's purpose or intent behind it. Now, we've all heard of the phrase working smarter. It's something that you hear up and down the country in every boardroom. And of course, sometimes those boardrooms are spelled B-O-R-E-D. But leaving that to one side, thinking ahead for the next 6 months, what would you like to stop doing? Because working smarter is always about identifying what you're no longer going to do and to stop doing it, or perhaps identifying what you could do less of. You know, as busy people, if we're looking to do more of something, it usually requires taking something out. And that's why this question is very powerful. So between now and the end of the year, what would you like to stop doing? The flip side of that then, of course, is what would you like to do more of, or perhaps do more of more consistently? I know in the past for me, this one always centered around meditation or me time or quiet time, because when I do it, it gives me great benefit, but I sometimes don't do it consistently enough, although that's something that has now become a fairly ingrained habit for me. So those two questions, what would I like to stop doing or do less of? What would I like to do more of, or perhaps do more consistently over the next 6 months? Another favorite coaching question of mine is, you know, what is yet what is one perhaps underdeveloped talent or skill that you're willing to explore more in the months ahead? You know, so some gift, talent, skill that you have that brings you joy, or that makes you feel strong on the inside when you do exercise it, which of course is a definition of a strength. You know, it makes me feel strong on the inside. What could I be willing to explore in that area in the months ahead? Ultimately, of course, all goals or objectives are vehicles to a destination, and that destination is more on emotional success. And I did a podcast on that one a few weeks ago. But if we look at it through the lens of joy or fulfillment, you know, what brings you the most joy or fulfillment, and how can you connect with that more purposefully over the next 6 months? Most of us, of course, will have dreams or ambitions, or we'll hear those little whispered voices or nudges. And this question perhaps brings that front and center. You know, what have you always dreamed about, but perhaps have put off or felt too scared to try? But maybe in the months ahead, you could give a little bit of time and attention to it, perhaps could attempt, could perhaps do a little bit of research into it. Just put a little bit of energy into it, something that's been niggling away with you for a while. And then the last question to maybe think about for the next 6 months, it's not really a question, but it's one that brings it together under the umbrella of a theme. You know, if you had one word or theme that you would like to have for the next 6 months of the year, what would that be? I'll share with you my one there, because it's one that has been the theme for this year, but it's really become front and center for me, because I perhaps wasn't giving it the I suppose the focus it required, and it's about be more but do less. And there's deeper meanings to that for me, based on, of course, the concept of human beings and not human doings. And the be more is about more qualities that I want to exercise, as opposed to being, you know, busy being busy, the doer. So be more, do less is my theme. What might your theme be? I hope you're finding these questions of benefit. There's been too many of them for me to recap, but of course you can always go back in and listen to the podcast again. Or if you want to send me an email or a message separately, I can certainly send you through the questions. For me, most goal setting questions are all a variation on good old coaching question 101, which is what do you want? And of course, you can play with that question a little. You can bring in different verbs into it. It's like, well, what do I crave? You know, what do I want? What do I desire? What would light me up? What would fuel my soul? They all allow us to look at maybe solution as opposed to problem. And they do bring us into an area of feed forward as opposed to feedback, which I mentioned earlier. One of the questions that I do like to contemplate at mid-year myself is, you know, I look at the different aspects of life, whether it's relationships, finances, health, career, well-being, friendships. You know, what do I want in these areas? So I'm breaking down traditional definitions of success, as it were, into different components, and I'm taking them individually. And reviewing them individually as opposed to more generally. To close this week's episode, I just want to share with you a few tips for staying on track when it comes to focus or goal setting or having a desired intention for the weeks and months ahead. The first thing, if you can, write down your goals or objectives. That old phrase of ink it, don't think them. You know, when you see them written down, they somehow become more real. And of course, if they're written down, they're more present. And perhaps you can take notes and, you know, cross things off and measure your progress as you go. So the first one is to write them down. And maybe that's something that you want to do, having listened to this podcast. Second one is make sure your goals have positive intent. So what do I mean by that? You know, so for example, if we might have something like, I don't know, losing weight is not a positive goal, because losing is not a positive word. You know, you might flip it and have, you know, healthy lifestyle. You know, I want to have a healthier lifestyle. And even saying that, there's a different energy to it. You know, it might be the same as giving up cigarettes as opposed to, you know, vibrant health, or I want to be less stressed. You know, the brain cannot process negatives. So less stressed, you might as well be saying stressed. Don't think of a yellow door. You know, there goes the yellow door. You know, so if I don't want that, what do I want? Well, greater sense of calmness or peace. So make sure your goals have positive intent. Third one, and fairly critical, is you want to incorporate your goals or objectives into your daily or weekly to-do lists, so that you're working towards something that's important to you becomes part of your normal working day. It's not just something you think about when everything else is done, because I'm sure some of the stuff you've contemplated, in response to the questions this week, you know, they're important to you. So therefore, they should be at the forefront of your mind. And perhaps the easiest way to do that is to incorporate that into your, you know, how you manage yourself on a daily basis. Fourth little tip is, you know, only share your goals or objectives with friends or with colleagues who you know will be supportive. You know, if you're trying something new, it's challenging enough anyway because you're breaking habits. But if you have naysayers on the sidelines saying, why do you want to do that? Or that won't work out. You know, that doesn't help. There's that old phrase of not sharing big goals with small minds. But we do have people who we know are supportive of us. And perhaps we can harness that support as well. So share your goals or objectives with friends or colleagues who you know are in your corner. And then the fifth tip, like anything, unless you're able to measure it, you can't manage it, you know, so you want to be able to monitor your progress. And, you know, if you're not getting the results you desire, then we need to adjust approach. You know, the old definition of madness, doing the same thing over and over again and hoping you get a different result. Maybe we need to be a bit more flexible. So those little tips are general goal setting tips, but sometimes it's nice to go back to basics. So that's this week's episode. Perhaps unlike previous episodes, this week it's full of questions as opposed to too many answers or insights. But as I say, you know, you're the expert in being you, and questions, maybe like the ones I've shared with you this week, will just open the door to your own levels of awareness, give you a moment to reflect on how well you've done so far this year, always acknowledging that we're doing our best, and perhaps laying that foundation or a platform or a springboard for what's coming next. So as ever, thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this week's episode of benefit, and I look forward to connecting next time.